by Wild Hog.
So far as I know, it is.
You ever heard the word Hoosier?
Oh, yeah, that's the name people in Indiana, I believe it is. They call Hoosier, the Hoosier State.
Okay. Say if it was icy outside and you were walking, you say, it's real slippery out here. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I like
to have fallen.
Okay. And if somebody's waiting for you to get ready and ask them if you'll be ready soon, you might answer, I'll be with you in...
in a few minutes.
Or in
I've heard the word jiffy. I'll be with you in a jiffy.
Or you mean just...
That means just a very short time.
And say if you want to know how many times I did something, you might ask me, how... what do you do that?
How often?
Okay. And this part of my head is called my...
my forehead.
Okay. And if a man didn't shave for a while, he'd have a...
My beard.
Okay. And this is my...
ear?
Which one?
Your left ear.
Okay, and this is
the... your right ear.
Huh?
Your right ear.
Okay. And this is the...
your lips.
Or the whole thing's the...
mouth.
Okay. And...
your neck.
Okay.
Your throat.
Okay. What about this thing here?
That's your, men stick out on men, they call it Adam's apple, but it's your voice box in there, and your throat, and your food you eat goes down through there, and your breathing tubes go down through there, all of it.
Have you ever heard another word besides Adam's apples for that?
I've heard somebody call it, I've heard the gullet. Have you heard that expression?
Have you ever heard goozle?
Goozle, yes, I've heard that expression.
What's that?
Well, that refers to that.
Adam's apple?
It refers to your throat, I suppose.
Okay.
I had an accident, a purely accident, when I was just a small girl. My sister and I were out in the garden, and these little cherry tomatoes were ripe. And she said, "Zenith, I'll eat one of these whole if you will." And so I said, "Well, I can if you can." And so I didn't mash mine. I tried to swallow it whole. Of course, she mashed hers, and mine got hung there in my throat, and I was about to choke. And she saw that I couldn't do a thing. It was choking me. And she grabbed me right there. And she squeezed that hard enough that she mashed that cherry. And I could swallow it. And that taught me not to believe everything anybody told me from then on out. Unless it was my mother or my father. They never told me anything wrong in all my life. But she did. And she taught me right there and then, be careful. She said, "Well, I thought she had sense enough to go ahead and break it." Well, I was little. I didn't know any better. "I'll swallow it whole if you will," she said. And I tease her about it. I tell her she taught me not to believe everything anybody said except my father and mother.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know who might else can say something to me, but I knew they wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, these are my
teeth.
And this is one
tooth.
Okay, and the flesh around the teeth are the
gums.
Okay, and this is the
palm of my hand. Did you ever had your fortune told by these lines?
Not serious.
I mean fun, not by some witch or somebody pretends like they know and you have to pay them. No.
Yeah.
But, you know what I can do? I can have you write a big page of just anything you want to write. And I can analyze your handwriting according to what I have studied.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.